It's 3 o'clock.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 25, Tzaneen 28.
Rustige middag op die paaie, can you believe it? We've got the roadworks, Grasmere N1, restrictions between the N12 Potch Highway exit and the Grasmere Toll Plaza in Tembisa. R21 North, restrictions between the Benoni and Olifantsfontein Road exits.
The case against Paseka Mbora Motsoeneng and two others has been postponed to 26 November. The state has been granted its application to have the case against Motsoeneng and the two others transferred to the regional court. Motsoeneng and his co-accused faced charges linked to a panga incident at a Kahleong school in August this year. Masachapa Sefulara reports.
Paseka Motsoeneng maintains he's being unfairly targeted by the state, reiterating his claim that he acted in self-defense when he forcefully entered the Matsidiso Primary School premises in August.
You must understand the hell I've been through.
The church leader again denied the kidnapping charge against him.
You see those videos? You being a father, what will you do?
The trio are expected back in court on the 26th of this month. Masachapa Sefularo for Jacaranda FM News in Palm Ridge.
Water and Sanitation Minister Pemi Mujindina has announced that Joburg will implement several measures to restore water supply across the city. Starting Thursday, water throttling will occur between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. daily to help replenish water reservoir levels overnight.
To enable the reservoirs to level to recover overnight. If they don't do that, the reservoirs might not be able to fill up. So we're doing that overnight.
Meanwhile, the Johannesburg Crisis Alliance says the water challenges in the city points to even deeper problems in the administration. Johannesburg Crisis Alliance leader Ishmael Makabela says the city needs to be transparent with the issues.
It's people who communicate openly, who admit shortcomings, who also call for honest intervention. We don't find that within this administration.
The Activists and Citizens Forum wants President Cyril Ramaphosa to resign immediately as he has failed to come up with plans to stop foodborne illnesses in the country. Gauteng alone has recorded over 400 cases with 23 deaths. The forum's spokesperson Dennis Bloom says Ramaphosa and his government must take full responsibility.
You can't be a president of a country and children are dying and you as a president, you go underground. Our country is leaderless. All spaza shops must be closed immediately to save the lives of our children.
And Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar rejected the establishment of a Palestinian state as a realistic goal amid the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip. He responded to a question of diplomatic normalization with Arab countries.
We must find ways how to improve, I would say, certain aspects that we can improve, but I don't think a Palestinian state will achieve that. And therefore, I don't think that this position is realistic today, and we must be realistic.
Amiel Pinaar, hoofnuus hier, die saak teen Paseka Mbora Motsoeneng is uitgestel.
Yo, that's a big mess, that one. Hey, you know what I did over the course of the weekend? You're not going to believe this. I actually read a Sunday newspaper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I'm having a flashback. Sunday newspaper, I'm reading the damn thing, and I see that there's this whole article on the cost of funerals. The prices of funerals apparently have gone through the roof, and they quoted a funeral director, I'm not kidding, as saying, well, it's blame it on the cost of living.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know why.